Pearly approached Smoke.
No need for you to hang around, Smoke. We've only got about 5 more cars to unload, and Cal and I can handle it. And then we can move them on out to Live Oaks.
All right. I guess I'll go find Sally and Tamara.
Miss Sally said that she and Tamara were going to do some shopping at Falkoff's dry goods store. You better go find them before they spend all your money.
Smoke located Sally and Tamara and let them know he was going to have a drink down the street at the Purple Cracker Saloon.
Woodley Bay.
I'll have a beer.
Coming up.
Tell me, Clinton, ain't that Smoke Jensen that just stepped up to the bar?
Yeah, that's Jensen.
Oh, that would be the great Smoke Jensen, I suppose. Now, what's he doing here in Fort Worth?
I heard he brought a bunch of cows down for the Conyers Ranch.
Hell, ain't Conyers got enough cows?
He's got a big ranch, lots of room for lots of cows.
Oh, I've heard of Smoke Jensen. He's supposed to be some famous gunfighter, is what I've heard. But you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking that he don't look like all that much to me.
Jode, there's been a whole lot of men that said that before. And then for some of them has said that, while them was the last words they ever said.
That seems to me like he just might be a fella that's getting by on his reputation.
It's a reputation he's earned.
You scared of him, are you?
I got no reason to be afraid of him because I have no intention of pissing him off.
Well, now, why don't we just see if he can live up to this reputation of being so dangerous?
Drop it, Jode.
Hey, Mr. Jensen. Mr. Smoke Jensen. That is your name, ain't it? You the famous Smoke Jensen?
Smoke ignored him.
What kind of name is Smoke, anyhow? Did your mama actually think that Smoke was a name?
Here you go.
Thanks.
Tell me, Mr. Smoke Jensen, is it really true that you can walk on water? Or is that just one of the tall tales people tells about you? Huh?
Smoke lifted the mug and took a drink of his beer.
Hey, Jensen, how come it is that you ain't paying no attention to me?
Leave him be, Jode. He ain't bothering nobody.
Well, he's bothering me. I don't figure he's got any right coming in here to the Purple Cracker Saloon and breathing our air. Hey, Jensen, what are you doing breathing our air, huh? Ain't you got air of your own to breathe? I hear you got yourself a big ranch some airs.
I think you should listen to your friend, Mr. Jode.
Smoke was leaning forward with his elbows on the bar and both hands cupped around the mug of beer. He had not yet looked at Jode, nor did he do so now.
You know what, Jensen? I told my friend here that I think you're the kind of fellow that sort of trades on your reputation. You got a lot of men buffaloed, but not me. I don't think you're near as fast as everyone thinks you are, and I aim to prove it.
You're dying to prove it, are you?
Yeah, you might say that.
Jode went to draw. Although Smoke had both his hands wrapped around his beer and was seemingly paying no attention to Jode, he had his pistol out pointing at his antagonist even before Jode's pistol cleared the holster.
No, wait!
Jode let his pistol slide back into the holster as he stuck his hands up.
I ain't drawing on you, Jensen. I was just funning you is all.
Dangerous way to have fun.
I didn't mean nothing by it.
You, Clinton, is it?
Yes, sir, Mr. Jensen. Roy J. Clinton.
Well, Roy J., you seem like a sensible man. I want you to take Mr. Jode's pistol out of his holster.
Clinton did so, using only his thumb and forefinger, all the while keeping a cautious eye on Smoke.
Take the cylinder out of the gun and hand it to me.
Clinton removed the cylinder as he walked up to Smoke. He handed it to him, and Smoke put the cylinder in his pocket.
Now, Mr. Jode, suppose we all go back to enjoying our drinks without any more talk of shooting.
When do I get the cylinder back for my pistol?
When I leave. I'll drop it in the watering trough out front. It shouldn't be that hard for you to recover it.
The hell you will!
Jode grabbed a whiskey bottle off the bar and he threw it at Smoke. The bottle was shattered in midair. Looking around, Smoke saw Pearly standing just inside the door, holding a smoking gun in his hand. He walked over to Smoke.
Now, If you're gonna fight my boss, who also happens to be my very good friend, I intend to see that you do it fair and square.
Hello, Pearly. Good of you to stop by.